Hachette Audio presents MacArthur at War, World War II in the Pacific, written by Walter R. Borneman, read by David Baker. For Paul L. Miles, Ph.D., Colonel U.S. Army, retired, soldier, scholar, and friend. And for the memory of my father, who embarked at the age of 19 to fight in MacArthur's War. Prologue. Monday, December 8th, 1941. In pre-dawn darkness, the black telephone rang loudly. The general's wife lifted the receiver from its cradle on the nightstand in the Manila Hotel penthouse suite's master bedroom and hesitantly answered it. Telephone calls in the middle of the night were rarely a good thing. The caller identified himself and said he must speak to the general. She passed the receiver to her husband. "Yes," he answered, as if on duty, which, indeed, he always was. His face grew increasingly taut and his jaw set as he heard his chief of staff's report. Only then did he show surprise. "Pearl Harbor?" Douglas MacArthur asked incredulously. "It should be our strongest position." 5,000 miles to the east, across the international date line, it was still December 7th over Hawaii, and hundreds of planes from 6 Japanese aircraft carriers had just rained destruction on the battleships of the Pacific Fleet, deployed to Pearl Harbor to bolster American influence and response throughout the Pacific. They had become the target of a devious surprise attack. Suddenly, the United States was at war. In many respects, Douglas MacArthur had